This goes to Matt, M-A-T-T, Larson, L-A-R-S-A-N, P-A-C, fax 616-696-4860, regarding Diane, D-I-A-N-E, Fish, F-I-S-H. Date of birth is May 6th of 1957. Dear Mr. Larson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit from Mrs. Fish with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, secondary to chronic interstitial nephritis and chronic hypotension. Her last visit was August 15th of this year. She had a recent fall and fractured several ribs, as well as injuring one of her shoulders in the fall within the last few weeks. She's still very sore at this time. She was x-rayed in the emergency department. She will be leaving for Florida later today and for the winter. And so she will be staying down there for several months to avoid the very cold weather up here. She did have lab studies done on October 7th that she would like to review today. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear and good amounts without cloudiness or blood. She denies any syncopal episodes as the cause of the fall. No chest pain or palpitations, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She continues to take Renvela, 800 milligram before each meal. Sodium bicarbonate is 650 milligram twice a day. She takes a Meyer Bland brand allergy tablet, similar to Zyrtec, daily, and Phenergan is 25 milligram every 6 hours as needed for nausea. Physical exam, weight is 162 pounds, and that is stable, and most recent blood pressure was 126 over 82. That's higher than usual for this patient due to the pain in her ribs. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10-7 of 2022. Creatinine is 2.4. Estimated GFR is 22, and she is fluctuating with creatinine levels. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.0, phosphorus 4.7, albumin 3.8. Hemoglobin is 13.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4. Chronic kidney disease with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, metabolic acidosis, and interstitial nephritis with chronic hypotension. The patient was encouraged to get monthly lab studies done while she's in Florida. She'll follow a low-salt diet and she'll continue all of her routine medications. She'll be rechecked when she returns from Florida by this office. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.